Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview as we focus in on the turf sprint. Going to go over those early morning line odds as we've been doing with all the races we've been focusing on. And in this turf sprint, you're going to see the morning line favorite, slight early morning line favorite, with Eddie Haskell at 4-1. Pee Wee Reese is going to be 9-2. Totally Boss, 5-1. Pure Sensation is going to be 6-1, the old veteran. Leinster is going to be 8-1. Imprimis is going to be 8-1. And you're going to see some higher odds with Final Frontier at 10-1. So Perfect's going to be 12-1. Steuben's is going to be 12-1. And Stormy Liberal, 15-1 on the morning line. I think when you take a look at that after hearing it, this race is completely wide open.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you're getting some question marks, obviously. Pee Wee Reese, a winner last time out, actually was 9-2 walking in the gate and got absolutely hammered to 5-2. Was able to win the Eddie D at Santa Anita. Eddie Haskell was in there as well, ran second, very good second. But Pee Wee Reese just went up the rail to win that race. So Pee Wee Reese is a horse that's been very, very good throughout the entire career at Santa Anita and in the state of California. So watch that race last time out against Eddie Haskell, and you'll see how good Pee Wee Reese really is at Santa Anita over that turf track. Some higher odds in here coming out of the Woodford at Keeneland. Steuben's was able to win that race. You're getting 12-1, beating Leinster and also beating somebody else in here. I'm trying to find it. Beating Imprimis. So you're getting 12-1 on a horse that won the Woodford, and some shorter odds that obviously D Fields at Keeneland ran very, very good races there as well. Stormy Liberal, I don't really know what to do with, because Stormy Liberal has not been the same for quite some time now, and you're getting 15-1. I respect Stormy Liberal for taking a shot in here, but I think this is for such a wide open race, and for me to say Stormy Liberal kind of over the head there at 15-1, but I think if Stormy Liberal can somehow revert back to what we're used to seeing, Stormy Liberal's a horse that you could use at a price. But it's a wide open race in here, and I think if Pee Wee Reese runs like we've seen from Pee Wee Reese in the state of California, looks a little tough to beat in here. But the Keeneland Chippers at some big prices,
and the defending champ Stormy Liberal, unbelievable, beating World of Trouble last year, if you remember, at Churchill Downs. So, like you said, lost a step. They tried to take the horse over to Dubai back in March. They tried to face the really good Godolphin horse for Charlie Appleby. It just didn't end up working out. And now, like you said, the horse hasn't come back the same, which completely changes up everything. I mean, Eddie Haskell, the one big factor in this race is everybody seems to be everybody. One horse will win, and then another horse will win. You know, Steuben's, who's 12-1 on here, actually beat Imprimis and beat Leinster. Leinster upset in the Troy, beat a couple other horses. Pure Sensation is just one of those old veterans that wins each and every time. Actually won the Turf Monster at Parks last time, a Grade 3 event. Has a bunch of speed in there. You know, Pee Wee Reese is a horse, like you said, that won at Santa Anita, beating Stormy Liberal. Eddie Haskell is 4-1. Not so much that the horse likes to win a ton, but the fact that the horse is ultra consistent, first or second in the last seven. So that's where the slight favoritism is coming on Eddie Haskell. For me, this will be a complete spread race, because I think anybody, it's really going to come down to the trip, right? I mean, you're going to see some horses, you know, winging on the front end. You know, maybe it softens it up, you know, for some closures in this spot, or maybe it doesn't. Last year, if you remember, Stormy Liberal and World of Trouble, they were about five or six lengths clear in a turf sprint going 5.5. You never would have thought that, but those two were so far clear that maybe it does end up being one of those races where you can go wire to wire. For me, it's all about the trip in the spot. It's going to be completely wide open.
Yeah, this is a spread race in here. And speaking of World of Trouble, I haven't heard anything, but why is he not in this spot? You know why?
I have not heard anything about World of Trouble. You know, obviously, he's a horse that won on dirt and turf. It was such a good dual threat horse on both surfaces. I haven't heard too much about him. Maybe he's sidelined due to injury. Maybe he's not. Again, I can't confirm that. Mm-hmm. But he's one that you would absolutely consider in this spot if he was healthy. But maybe that's just not the case.
Yeah, but with that being said, it's a spread race for me in here. Obviously, I'm going to use the California horses, but I think the Woodford's going to come up to be a logical race. But I don't want to lose to Stormy Liberal, as you said, defending champion here, who's going to be a price.
Yeah. If you get anywhere close to that 15-1, you have to include in those pick threes. And again, at the minimum of 50 cents on the pick threes, you want to throw in these horses because, you know, we've seen in these type of situations, horses at 10-12-1 who have just as good of a chance of horses at 4-1 or 9-2. And that's really where the Breeders' Cup becomes really fun. For, you know, when you think of turf sprints, you think wide open races, and that's exactly what you're going to get in this Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint 2019 edition. So those are our thoughts in this Breeders' Cup focus in on that turf sprint. Good luck.